One tricky thing about a 50mm lens is it's not really wide enough to take in a full scene every time. So landscape photographers usually work with super wide lenses. Like my buddy Ryan has a Tokina 11-16mm f2.8 lens. And you might think 11-16, that's barely any zoom. Well, that's actually a pretty big range on those super wide end of things. There's a big difference between 11mm and 16mm. And that type of lens is ideal for landscapes because you can get a huge picture of whatever scene you're taking in. It's almost like it's a massive field of view. And the 50mm lens is not one of those lenses. It's way too tight for really taking in a massive scene like a landscape or some big vista in nature. And one of the challenges then is to work within the limitations of what you got. In this case, a 50mm lens is what I had, and so my challenge was to work within that limitation. This photo is clearly not a landscape photo. Make no mistake. I'm not trying to say, like, look at this landscape that I took in my 50. It's not a landscape. There's a giant building in the background. There's no horizon. There's no nature even. So I'm not making that comparison. But my goal here was to try and take a photo with a sense of perspective, similar to what you might see in a landscape, where there's a foreground, there's a background, there's a sense of scale, where you get an idea of there's just a big scene here. And to take this photo, I had just gotten out of a meeting on campus. I was walking back to my office, and I took a few shots of this building. It seemed like a pretty cool building. If you look on the left, you see all those glass windows, and I took a few pictures inside, and there was some neat light and shadows going on, and it was okay. They weren't my favorite. And then I walked out the door, and I saw these pillars encircling the edge of the building, and I thought that might make a pretty interesting photo. So I took a few more, and I have talked many times on this blog about being self-conscious when taking photos in public, and I figured, why not use this time to practice? So I got down low, took a few shots, wasn't turning out exactly how I wanted, so I literally just laid down on the pavement, and I took a few more shots. And you know what? Some people walked past. Did they notice? Did they care? It doesn't matter. And that's the thing about getting over that self-conscious thing. It really doesn't matter what other people think in this case. So that had no bearing on the photo I was going to take. I wasn't doing anything illegal. I was just laying on the pavement taking some pictures. So who cares? If I'm not bothering anyone else, then I can just take the photos and not worry about it. And that mindset is tough for me to get over, but I'm working on it. In this case, I wanted to frame the photo with the pillars on the right so you could sort of see them receding into the background. And I shot this in the shadow of a pillar to avoid getting any sort of lens flares from the sunlight. I shot this at f4.8. I took a few others at smaller apertures because I wanted some depth of field. You can see in the foreground you've got these leaves on the pavement, and they're a little blurry, and things kind of recede, get slightly out of focus in the background. I wanted that effect just a little bit. And that's one thing, if you're taking a landscape shot, you got to be careful not to overdo it on shots like this. And again, this is not a landscape shot. Please don't think that I'm making that comparison here, but it's what I've got to work with in this particular photo. So I'm just using it as an example. Don't overdo the depth of field. It's great on portraits, on other things, but when you want to take in a big vista, a smaller aperture is often better because you'll get a sharper picture, and you don't really need that depth of field either. In Photoshop afterwards, I can't remember if it was Lightroom or if it was Photoshop, but one of the two, I removed a no smoking sign because it just looked annoying. And overall, the photo is kind of a little busy. You've got a lot going on. There's pillars. There's the glass on the side. There's leaves. There's no horizon. I don't really think this is that great of a photo. I'm not just saying that to be like kind of self-deprecating here. Like, oh, I'm not. Don't pay attention to this. If this was a good photo, I would say so. But I don't think it's that great. To me, it was more about the experience, and it was a fun exercise to do, to just lay on the ground, take some photos, and play around with the light and shadow a little bit. The lesson here, then, as this podcast goes a little longer, is work within your limitations. Some of you listening to this have 50mm lenses. Others don't. It doesn't matter. Use the gear you have to take the photos that you can and push yourself to do more instead of just buying new stuff. One of my challenges, then, after this photo, is to take an actual landscape photo with my 50. So hopefully I'll get the chance to do that soon. I say chance because in my daily routine here where I live in Oklahoma, I really don't have a chance. And I use that phrase sparingly. I really don't have a chance to get out in the open and away from everything and take landscape photos. I got a family. I got a job. I got other things going on. But maybe in the coming weeks and months, I'll find time to do that. And if so, you will certainly see it here on Weekly 50.